this over.
All right.
Am I live yet?
Yeah. From the reservations, whether we can handle everybody, but it looks to me like the hotels are going to have to find a different spot, because it looks to me like we're up about 600 this year from last year. And be on the safe side, we will seek out a larger spot. Now, there's certain implications to that, because some of the more experienced of you know, a few years ago, we were holding this meeting at the Joslyn Museum, which is a better form if you leave while Charlie is talking rather than when I'm talking. But feel free anytime, but if you're panicked and you're worried about it. We've now, of course, moved to an old vaudeville theater, and the only place in town that can hold us here, I think, is the Exarban Coliseum, where they have Keno, and we're sliding down the cultural chain. Just as Charlie, I have some rather distressing news to report. There are always a few people that vote against everyone on the slate for directors, and there are maybe a dozen or so people do that. And then there are others that single shot it, and they pick out people to vote against. And come as news to Charlie, I haven't told him yet, but he is the only one among our candidates for directors that received no negative votes this year. When you lose out the title of Miss Congeniality to Charlie, you know you're in trouble. I'd like to tell you a little bit how we'll run this. We will have the business meeting in a hurry with preparation of all of you, and then we will introduce our managers who are here, and then we will have a Q&A. I can't quite see it. Yeah. We will run that until 12 o'clock, and then at 12:15, if the hardcore want to stick around, we will have another hour or so until about 1:15. You're free to leave, of course, anytime. And I've pointed out in the past that it's better form if you leave while Charlie is talking rather than when I'm talking, but feel free anytime. If you're panicked and you're worried about it, you will be able to leave it by leaving. We will have buses out front that will you to the hotels or the you to the hotels or the place in town in which we have a commercial interest. I encourage you staying around on that basis. Let's get the business of the meeting out of the way, and then we can get on to more interesting things. I will first introduce the Berkshire Hathaway directors that are present. In addition to myself, and there's Charlie, who is the vice chairman of Berkshire, and if the rest of you will stand, we have Susan T. Buffett, Howard Buffett, Malcolm Chase III, and Walter Scott Jr. Also with us today are partners in the firm of Deloitte & Touche, our auditors, Mr. Ron Burgess and Mr. Craig Christensen. They're available to respond to appropriate questions you might have concerning their firm's audit of the accounts of Berkshire. Horace Crutter, Secretary of Berkshire. He will make a written record of the proceedings. Robert M. Fitzsimmons has been appointed Inspector of Election Meeting. He will certify to the count of votes cast in the election for directors. The named proxy holders for this meeting are Walter Scott Jr. and Mark D. Hamburg. Cards have been returned through last Friday, presenting 1,035,680 Berkshire shares to be voted by the proxy holders as indicated on the cards. The number of shares represents a quorum, and we will therefore directly proceed with the meeting. Conduct the business of the meeting and adjourn to the formal meeting, and then adjourn the formal meeting. After that, we will entertain questions that you might have. For the minutes of the last meeting of shareholders, I recognize Mr. Walter Scott Jr., who will place a motion before the meeting. Do I hear a second? Motion has been moved and second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, we will vote on the motion by voice. All those in favor say aye.
Yes, I do. Share entitled to one vote.
To elect directors. The shareholder is present who wishes to withdraw a proxy previously sent in and vote in person, he or she may do so. Also, if any shareholder that is present has not turned in a proxy and desires a ballot in order to vote in person, you may do so. If you wish to do this, please identify yourself to meeting officials in the aisles who will furnish a ballot to you. Persons desiring ballots, please identify themselves so that we may distribute them. I now recognize Mr. Walter Scott Jr. to place a motion before the meeting with respect to election of directors.
Charles Munger and Walter Scott be elected as directors.
Been moved and seconded that Warren E. Buffett, Susan T. Buffett, Howard G. Buffett, Malcolm G. Chase III, Charles T. Munger, and Walter Scott Jr. be elected as directors. Are there any other nominations? Is there any discussion? Motion and nominations are ready to be acted upon. If there are any shareholders voting in person, that they should now mark their ballots and allow the ballots to be delivered to the Inspector of Elections. Being none, would the proxy holders please also submit to the Inspector of Elections a ballot voting the proxies in accordance with the instructions they have received. Fitzsimmons, when you're ready, you may give your report. Thank you, Mr. Fitzsimmons. Warren E. Buffett, Susan T. Buffett, Howard G. Buffett, Malcolm G. Chase III, Charles T. Munger, and Walter Scott Jr. have been elected as directors. Does anyone have any further business to come before this meeting before we adjourn? If not, I recognize Mr. Walter Scott Jr. to place a motion before the meeting. Motion adjourned has been made in second. We will second. Motion adjourned has been made in second. We will vote by voice. Is there any discussion? Not. All in favor say aye. Opposed say no. The meeting's adjourned. Susan became CEO just a few months ago, and she's turning in records already. Now, I'd like to introduce some of the people to make this place work to you. And if you would hold your applause until the end, because there are quite a number of our managers. I'm not sure which ones for sure are here. Some of them may be out ending the store as well. But first of all, from the Nebraska Furniture Mart, we had Louis, Ron, and Irv Blumkin. I'm not sure who's here, but would you stand, please, any of the Blumkins that are present? Susan T. Buffett.
Irv, I can't quite see it.
Yeah. From Borsheim's, Susan Jock here. There she is. Susan had a record day yesterday. Susan became CEO just a few months ago, and she's turning in records already. Put up. have from Central States Indemnity, we have the Kaisers. I'm not sure which ones are here, but there's Bill Sr., Bill Jr., John and Dick. Kaiser, stand up. John. Don Worcester from National Indemnity. Rod Eldred from the Home State Companies. Brad Kinsler from Cypress, our workers' comp company.
Herb, I can't quite see it, but we have all of you. And then we will
racetracks. We are sliding down the cultural chain just as Charlie predicted years ago. He saw all this coming.